Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/watsonassistant.
Lakers lose to the Brooklyn Nets 104-102. Say that one more time. Lakers lose to the Brooklyn Nets 104-102 at Staples Center in front of the Los Angeles Laker fans. Definitely not a game that we're going to look back at this season and be proud of. We got plenty of moments this year that we've been proud of the way Lakers played basketball, but tonight that wasn't the case. Not enough energy, just didn't pay attention to the opponent. Obviously was looking at the Brooklyn Nets, understood that they're big power players that are going to be ready next year. They're not playing. A team that's five games below 500 in the Eastern Conference. You're coming off wins against the Bucks and the Clippers. It's going to be no problem. Laker fans thought that. Probably the players, the coaching staff, everybody just assumed that. I was talking to MT in the pregame show, and we were talking about how this was kind of the game in the middle, that game just in between. Once this game is done, you got the Rockets coming up, Denver's coming up, two games against the Utah Jazz. You got some tough ones coming that you know are going to have the Lakers' attention. The Nets didn't have the Lakers' attention. You could just tell. Lakers had a 11-point lead in the first half, but by the time halftime came, it was close. By the time the third quarter came, Lakers were down 6, and then in the fourth, they were down 9, tried coming all the way back, did come all the way back, tied the game. Spencer Dinwiddie hits a big shot, 102-104, give the Brooklyn Nets a 2-point lead. Final possession, you got LeBron missing a layup. Lakers get the ball back. LeBron kicking it to Anthony Davis for 3 at the buzzer. AD misses it. Lakers deserve to lose. I mean, I got no other way to put it. Just being frank and just being honest, this was not a game. Even if the Lakers had come back and won the game, it's not a game where they deserve to win. And you're going to have games like this. You know, unfortunately for the Lakers, it came probably, I guess there's never a good time to have a bad loss. But for me, and this is kind of one of the things that I spent so much time in the pregame show talking about with Michael Thompson. We're talking about how, man, we're right there with the Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, the Lakers can potentially, within the next week or so, have as good of a record as the Milwaukee Bucks for best record in the NBA. You get to the NBA Finals, and there's a seven-game set. It can start right here. I think a loss like tonight against the Brooklyn Nets, that can hurt those chances. We've got plenty of basketball left. I don't want to overreact to it, but it's a disappointing loss for the Los Angeles Lakers. All right. As we do for every game, Fantasy Springs caller of the game. Need a break from the everyday? Fantasy Springs Resort Casino wants to give you a two-night stay with dinner and golf or bowling for two. Be tonight's best caller and win 877-710-ESPN. Visit FantasySpringsResort.com to book today. We've had plenty of post-game shows where the Lakers come out with a win, but in tonight's loss, I'm curious to get Laker fans' reaction to this game. Big deal, not a big deal. I mean, it's not a big deal. The only thing that it could hurt the Lakers on, like I mentioned, is when you just look at the standings looking for the best record in the NBA. All right, phone number is 877-710-ESPN. As always, we want to take your calls, so be a part of the post-game show with us. But before we take any calls, let's hear from the head coach. Let's hear from head coach Frank Vogel. Get his thoughts on the Lakers' loss to the Brooklyn Nets.
Hey, Frank, what were you anticipating seeing tonight just coming off of the weekend wins, and how did you think the game went from that perspective, just with energy and how it carried forward into that fourth quarter?
I'm sorry, what was I expecting from?
Just from an energy standpoint, coming off two big wins, with this one coming in, you talk about trying to make sure you guys are locked in.
You know, I thought there was a potential for a letdown. You know, obviously it was an emotional weekend with two heavyweights coming in here, and you know, Brooklyn is not on their level, but they are a playoff team, and you know, they've you know, we've struggled with them a little bit, both in the preseason and, you know, in the first half, first time we played these guys in Brooklyn. So we knew this is a dangerous opponent. You know, anytime you have a coaching change, the team's going to have a little bit of a spike. And, you know, I was concerned, but I thought our guys, you know, brought great effort, you know, throughout the game. They played extremely hard. We didn't make shots, you know, down the stretch and in the second half. But, you know, I thought I was proud of, you know, at least our effort.
Coach,
Coach, you guys have relied so much on that defense. Is that what you wanted to see in that fourth quarter? You only gave up 17 points. It was just more the offense down the stretch that kind of wasn't able to get you the win?
Yeah, we competed at a high level, and you know, credit to Nets. You know, they made a lot of tough shots, guarded shots with a hand in their face. You know, they competed in particular in the first half for loose balls and on the glass. But you know, I thought defensively down the stretch we did enough, probably not enough in the first three quarters. And you know, it's one of those games we just, you know, the ball didn't go in for us down the stretch.
Was that an option for AD to hit that three? Was that the play that you guys designed?
Well, we put space around LeBron to go to the basket and made the perfect read. Anthony just made two threes. Thought we had to game one. And, again, fourth quarter, ball just didn't go in for us.
That's what I was going to ask. So.
Sorry about that, Tony.
I'm sure I have something to ask you.
Frank, when you look at the 14 offensive rebounds by Brooklyn, how much was Dwight's absence missed in this game?
Yeah, I think it was some, but I mean, we had plenty to get the job done. You know, obviously Dwight's one of our better defensive rebounders, so, you know, he probably could have helped some there. But the guys on the floor got to do the job, so, you know, we can't look for any excuses.
Can you share what is going on with Dwight, and when did that come up?
Yeah, I know he just last night came down with a stomach bug, you know, throwing up and stuff.
You mentioned just that you thought the effort was good. How easy is it to tell in real time as a coach the difference between sort of effort and execution? Because sometimes bad execution looks like, you know.
Well, again, you got to look at the tape. I mean, I just felt like our guys were trying. You know, they were competing. And, you know, there's within every game, you know, it's not a yes or no. It's not always black or white. There's possessions where, you know, we could have fought harder or executed better. And, you know, but I just thought, you know, our intent, you know, our desire to win this game and to validate our weekend, it was at a high level. We just fell short.
Frank, LeBron was listed as questionable yesterday with the left groin. How do you think he came through today, and what allowed him to, you know, go today considering that?
Well, he just, you know, he had some soreness after the game the other night. So, you know, we're going to be cautious with it. Big picture mindset. But he came in this morning and felt ready to go. So we rolled with it.
All right, that's head coach Frank Vogel, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet. Who should you call if you've been injured in an accident? Need to call the Wallace firm. Why? Because Wallace wins. My guy, Brad Wallace, the best in the business, and the attorneys at the Wallace firm will fight relentlessly to get you the compensation you deserve. And when Wallace wins, you win. Call 844-844-WINS or go to wallacewins.com. No win, no fee, so Wallace can win for you. I'm sure there's a lot of Laker fans that want to react to this game. So this is what we'll do when we come back. We'll definitely get a chance to hear from Laker fans out there. I'll give my thoughts, too, on just you know, what we saw this evening and just the disappointing loss. You heard head coach say it, that he wanted to validate those weekend games. Lakers, you know, they obviously didn't have by not winning tonight's game, that didn't give them that opportunity to validate it. We know the Clippers and the Bucks, fantastic wins, but it would have been nice to kind of keep things rolling for the Lakers, not lose a game against a team that's below 500 in the Eastern Conference at home at Staples Center. Coming up next, we take your calls on the Sprint hotline, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Stay right here. This is the Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN. Lakers lose to the Brooklyn Nets. 104-102, the final score. You heard head coach talk about it, how it was a disappointing loss. He thought the team gave effort, but when it was all said and done, it was the Brooklyn Nets that came up victorious. Block of the game is brought to you by Emergency Services Restoration, the leader in water damage restoration, sewage mitigation, and mold containment. Emergency Services Restoration, it's a slam dunk. It's actually the Brooklyn Nets setting the tone on defense.
Rondo alley-oop to AD. They lose it. Back comes Chiosa the other way for Brooklyn. Goes left side. Jared Allen all the way to the rim. Slam dunk. Perfectly executed fast break by the Nets, who now trail 31-22.
All right, so Lakers, you know, obviously lose this game 104-102. And as we look a little bit forward, Lakers got a couple key games coming up. But let's start with this. I like I mentioned, as always, we want to take your guys' calls. So it's time to go to the Sprint hotline. The next generation of Galaxy has arrived at Sprint, and it's 5G ready. Switch to Sprint and get the new Samsung Galaxy S20 5G phone. It's got a revolutionary pro-grade camera so you can capture video and multiple pictures with one tap. See Sprint.com/Sprint 5G for actual coverage and availability. Let's start with Miguel and Corona. Miguel, what did you think of the Lakers game tonight? Obviously a loss to the Brooklyn Nets by two.
I thought they came out a little flat, but definitely understandable after the big weekend. And, you know, that was what was way more important. But
you're right about that, by the way, Miguel. Just real quick, the importance part of it, 100%. You're 100% right on that. Still disappointing. You know what I mean? Just disappointing that we're having we had such fantastic wins, and then this. So I was a little bit surprised. But keep going with your point.
Yeah, definitely. I just wanted to ask you if you were the coach, when. By the way, I didn't know LeBron was going to play tonight. I thought he was going to sit out with that sore groin. When do you think is a good time to, you know, kind of start looking into load managing him and AD, mainly LeBron? And
for the postseason. Yeah, for that postseason run. Yeah. It's a good question, and I appreciate you calling in. This is what I'd say. I know I've mentioned this, and I'll probably continue to do it. Every time I do my show or Lakers talk or, you know, the postgame show, we're always looking at the standings. We're always kind of curious, okay, well, what's the, I don't want to say the easiest path to an NBA championship, but part of it is that the easiest path would be having the best record in the NBA and having a chance that every game, every big game, game seven, the game fives, to start the season with the first two games or to start a series with the first two games, you want it to be right here at Staples Center. So when you ask when it's going to be time to kind of load manage, have some of these guys take some time off before the season ends, maybe that's coming up as we get into April. But if you're in a race, if you're in a dogfight, you and the Bucks for best record in the NBA, I mean, you want that. You want to have the best record. You want to be that team that's in a position there where, you know, you obviously get a chance to have a game seven, that pivotal game here. Because I'll tell you right now, I think the Bucks want it there. I think the Bucks are going to do everything they can to have the best record. They lost four of their last five games. And then obviously Giannis has missed the last two. We'll see, you know, when he's back and when he's healthy again. Health is always going to be everything. But if you can put yourself in a position to, you know, obviously have a big time game at your home right here at Staples Center, I think you got to do whatever you can to try and accomplish that. Paul in Torrance. Paul, you're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi. This was a very disappointing loss that we suffered against the Brooklyn Nets. I felt we didn't bring the energy, especially after we had two terrific games against the Bucks and Clippers. It was just heartbreaking. I just
kind of takes away from it, right?
Yeah,
it kind of takes away a little bit from it.
And you're trying to catch Milwaukee for the best record. Milwaukee, Giannis ain't playing. Chris Middleton didn't play the other night, and it just this can really bite the Lakers in the butt. This bad loss.
Here's the thing, Paul. It happens, right? Like games like this, and I appreciate you calling in. It happens in every sport. It happens with every team. I just thought coming off those two games, you know, it's not like the Lakers have been playing bad, and Lakers have been playing great. Won 11 of their last 12 games coming in. This is a chance for 50 wins on the season. First time the Lakers would have had 50 or more since 2011. So nobody's questioning how the Lakers are doing. Nobody's questioning how the Lakers are playing. Nobody's questioning that the Lakers got a chance at an NBA championship. Of course, you'd rather take this loss here than one of those two losses over the weekend. But like I said, just kind of a little bit of a surprise and disappointing in a game like this. You were hoping the Lakers just handled business, took care of it, got ready for the Houston Rockets on Thursday. Still got to get ready for the Rockets on Thursday, but now it's coming off a loss. Zach in Washington. Zach, appreciate you calling into the Lakers postgame show.
Hey, Alan, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man.
So here's my thought is, I love what the Lakers are doing. I hated the last play. I don't like the fact that that LeBron drove it, dished it up to AD for a three-pointer. Let's get the tie, go to overtime, let's win the game.
And this I don't think, Zach, I don't think that was planned. Coach just mentioned it, too. It was LeBron just making the right play. Like, if you're the Brooklyn Nets, you'd rather have AD take a three, right, than LeBron get to the basket. So I think they just kind of collapse on LeBron. But let me ask you this, Zach. I'll ask you this question. even if they hit that three, let's say Lakers walked away 105-104, just didn't feel like the Lakers deserved that win. It really didn't.
No, I think everyone played like crap except for LeBron. LeBron played great. I think he played his game. Super disappointing.
Yeah. Back at it on Thursday. Don't worry, Zach. Appreciate you calling in. We got another one coming up on Thursday against the Houston Rockets. And don't worry, I'm disappointed with you. One thing, LeBron and the Lakers as a whole, this was my frustration. 1 of 5 from the free throw line for LeBron. 1 of 5. The problem was Lakers only took 12 free throws. I mean, you've had games. LeBron took 14 free throws against the Bucks. LeBron took 15 free throws against the Los Angeles Clippers. Just LeBron. And I'm not even talking about Anthony Davis and, you know, the rest of the team. So that just shows you right there, Lakers weren't aggressive enough to get to the basket, and they only went 7 of 12 from the free throw line. But I could sit here all day and look at stats and everything else. I didn't think the Lakers, you know, obviously the energy that you need in an NBA game, Lakers didn't have it. All right, we come back. LeBron and Kuzma. So the way these post-game interviews, nothing's done in the locker room now. As you guys know, the league starting to take incredible precautions with the coronavirus. It's not just the NBA, but it's leagues all around the world. So when we come back, we'll hear from LeBron James and we'll hear from Kyle Kuzma. If you guys want to be a part of the postgame show, call in anytime, 877-710-ESPN. This is the Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint, locally owned, manufactured, and operated. And with over 1,300 Vista Paint colors, your perfect paint expression is at Vista Paint right now. And don't forget, visit VistaPaint.com for your discount color sampler. Lakers lost the points in the paint battle 42-36. What are we doing out on the perimeter? Get down low and handle business. That wasn't the case for the Lakers tonight. Definitely wasn't. And not enough free throws, like I mentioned. Just 12 free throws as a team. Kind of came out lackadaisical. There were moments where you felt like the Lakers were trying to turn it on. But then Brooklyn would hit big shots, and they got some momentum. They thought all of a sudden they could win a game. So that combination is a bad combination. All right, I want to take some more of you guys' phone calls. Before I do that, LeBron and Kyle Kuzma, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet, inside the locker room.
Felt like the sense of urgency wasn't quite there from the beginning. Obviously, you guys turned it on in the fourth quarter. When you sense that that's happening, are there things within the game you can try to do to just turn that as opposed to just when it happened in the fourth?
We just got to be better. You know, we got to be better. And, you know, they played some good basketball. You know, they made us pay on offensive rebounding. We had a lot of too many offensive rebounds. We had some careless turnovers in that first half, allowed them to get a lead, especially in that third quarter. So we just got to be better and stay even keeled no matter what's going on.
LeBron, in other news, not sure if you had a chance to take all this in yet, but the huge run by your son's team to advance to the state championship game, and I wonder if that makes you feel a little better after a loss.
No, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know, the loss stings for sure. But the way they were, I mean, down 10 with 2 minutes to go, and Zaire to hit a game winner at the buzzer, sending them to the state championship, that's what basketball is all about. So proud of, you know, my son and his ball club, the Trailblazers, man. I'm excited. I need to see. I don't know when the game is. Hopefully we don't have a game so I can, you know, be there in attendance.
This is for both of you. LeBron, that play that you drove and found Anthony, even though he didn't make it, is it valuable to have those kind of opportunities late game to see what you guys can do together? And then, Kyle, you're the type of guy who likes to take last-second shots. What do you think of that sequence?
It was the way the play was drew up. You know, I had an opportunity to, you know, break down the defense and either look for my shot or, you know, find a teammate. And, I mean, we had a great look, a great opportunity to win the game, and you know, we just missed it. You know, that's what the game is about. That sometimes you take the good. You know, it's a make or miss league at times. But we had a hell of a look, and you know, it didn't matter who was over there, AD, or you know, he stepped up, took it, missed it. But it's okay if Kuz was over there, KCP, Danny, whatever the case may be. The same pass would have been delivered on time and on target, and we'll live with the results.
Yeah, same thing he said. just, you know, from my vantage point, it was just a good pass. And Beatty had a good shot. Just missed it. It's a make or miss league. So, yeah.
Hey, for both of you guys, obviously Dwight hasn't missed a game this year. With him out, you guys played a lot more smaller lineups. What'd you like? What'd you feel like those lineups still can do better throughout this game?
Probably think we missed his rebounding the most. You know, even if he's not getting rebounds, he's in the post, in the paint. You know, he's making it hard for other guys to, you know, box him out for us to, you know, come in and clean rebounds. So I'll probably say that's the number one thing we kind of missed with him.
LeBron, down the stretch, there were possessions where you both drove and went straight to the basket, or drove and then kicked out. When those possessions begin, are you ever looking for anything in particular, or is it purely about just reading and making that last-minute decision?
No, I never predetermine my moves, predetermine my play. It's all read and react. You know, if I have an opportunity to score and I see the defense staying at home, then I look for that opportunity. If I see the defense is shifting over or they bring two to the ball, I know I got a numbers game on the weak side. I know it's 4-on-3. So, you know, just been in those positions so many times throughout my career, I can literally close my eyes and know where my guys are going to be at and be able to read and react there. So that's what it all boils down to.
You talk about there being times where you can close your eyes and know where everybody is. How long does it take you with a team to get to that point when you're with new guys, and when did you get there with these guys?
It takes a while. Yeah, I mean, especially when you have a new system, we have, you know, basically a whole, you know, makeover as far as our personnel, besides myself, Kuz, AC, JaVale, Doe. Is that it?
KCP.
Yeah, besides that, we have a whole new makeover, and then we have a whole new system, you know, in place. So, you know, it takes months and months and months of, you know, going through the system, you know, knowing where guys like the ball, knowing where guys are going to be throughout the course of the game. And, you know, you just try to, you know, just try to pay attention throughout the course of practices, film sessions, and games. Put yourself in a position where you can be able to close your eyes and just know where everyone is, no matter who else is out on the floor.
LeBron, I know you talked about this earlier, but with the very real possibility that the crowd could be banned from a game, when you look at the Laker experience with the celebrities in the crowd, and that you've had three games with just an electric crowd out there, can you wrap your head around that, not having fans in this atmosphere?
Well, you know, it's not only just about the Laker faithful, which is unbelievable, the best in the world. You know, I've just, you know, none of us have ever played a basketball game where no one has been in the stands. Like literally no one has been in the stands. So, you know, it would be something that'd be very challenging, you know, but you know, we see what happens. We see what happens with the protocol and everything that goes on with that going forward, and just, you know, take it from that.
Last question, Dave.
For both of you guys, not to suggest you guys missed us pregame, but was there any conversation in the locker room? Like, whoa, like they're not in here.
You want the honest truth? Or?
No, we enjoyed it.
All right, that's Kyle Kuzma and LeBron James there. I want to take a few of your guys' phone calls here real quick. Ryan in Eagle Rock, you're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, bud.
Yeah, hey, Alan, I love your show. My only question is, why in the beginning of the first half, like, why were you jacking up threes? Like, why couldn't they just go into paint? Like you mentioned earlier, like they only shot like what, 15 free throws or like 12 free throws the whole game?
12 free throws. 7 of 12. The only thing, Ryan, I could just point to is maybe they just wanted to settle. You know, you just went through those two tough games between the Bucks and the Clippers. That obviously was a big part of the Lakers' focus over the last few days. And then you're playing a Brooklyn Nets team. I honestly feel like it wasn't something that they wanted to do. They didn't want to pound down low. They didn't want to go and get to the free throw line, bang down low. They did against the Bucks and the Clippers. Dan in Fountain Valley on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Dan.
Hi, Alan. Yeah, I just want to say that I follow you on your YouTube stream, and you're amazing in there. We love your fist pump. I'm pretty sure all the guys here love your fist pump.
Appreciate it, man.
We won't get to see it today.
None today.
But I just want to let you know that I'm a huge Lakers fan.
Yeah.
And I have a little story about Kobe, if you don't mind me sharing.
Go ahead.
So it was Kobe's last game, and it was 2016.
Mm-hmm.
and I was diagnosed with stage 4 kidney cancer. And the doctor says most likely I won't be, you know, living past 5 years. And it's been 4 years, and I've been following the Lakers since the bad times. But I knew that even through the roughest times, you know, as long as you have a strong spirit, we can overcome anything. And the Lakers are the best road team, you know, that we have. So we should not even fear, and we don't even have the advantage of a home team advantage. But I know that they can pull through because they have resilience. They have a lot of veterans like Rondo, playoff Rondo, and Kuzma. I just want all the fans know, please don't look down on Kuzma. Mm-hmm. Kuzma is an amazing player. Have you seen his defense? Have you seen his footwork today in the post, which he's learning? The guy learns so quickly. We have to give him the chance, the opportunity, and he has the Kobe mentality. And to me, Kuzma, I would call him Kuzmi. You know, like Kyle Kuzmi, like Kobe Kuzma.
Mm-hmm.
He has that mentality. And if we nurture him, I guarantee you, Kuzma is going to be a star in the Lakers. And that's all I have to say.
Appreciate it, Dan.
You're telling me that we can beat the Bucks and the Clippers, that we have to sacrifice the next loss. I'll take that as a Lakers fan any day. 100 out of 100.
Appreciate it. Thank you for calling in, Dan. We are coming up to a commercial break here. Appreciate you sharing that story. All right, man. Thank you for doing that. On the Kuz front, he's going to have plenty of opportunities to do little things to, you know, obviously continue to contribute for the Lakers. But appreciate you sharing that personal story. All right, we come back. We'll hear from Anthony Davis. You guys want to be a part of the postgame show, 877-710-ESPN. Stay right here. This is the Lakers postgame show on 710-ESPN. All right, the bad news, 104-102, loss to the Brooklyn Nets. The good news, we got Houston coming up on Thursday. So got a chance to redeem ourselves. If you're looking for the very best pre- and postgame spot, you got to go check out Hotel Figueroa, the incredible Hotel Figueroa, by the way, just 2 blocks away from Staples Center. On game days, $5 drafts. $5 drafts on game days. Make it your pregame spot. Make it your postgame spot. Hotel Figueroa, like I mentioned, just 2 blocks away from Staples Center. Okay, so this has kind of been the theme of the Los Angeles Lakers. We've won a lot of these type of games. We've won a lot of games against bad teams. Didn't happen tonight for the Lakers. Still had a chance to win it at the end. Hopefully this isn't a game that comes back and haunts the Lakers. Fancy Springs caller of the game. Need a break from the everyday? Fancy Springs Resort Casino wants to give you a two-night stay with dinner and golf or bowling for two. Be tonight's best caller and win. 877-710-ESPN. Visit FancySpringsResort.com to book today. Let's hear from Anthony Davis. Get his thoughts on the Lakers' loss, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet.
AD, by the time you got the ball in that final play, you had hit, I think, 4 second-half threes and found a nice rhythm out there. We're just wondering what the discussion was in the timeout and how that play developed as you saw LeBron drive and if you thought you were going to get it.
Yeah, it was a play for him. Just kind of get downhill like he got last possession. And DeAndre helped. You know, he made a great pass, just missed a shot.
Even though you missed the shot, going through late game opportunities with LeBron and seeing combinations that you guys can work with together, how can that be helpful as we move down these last 19 games?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the shots are going to be open. We're going, you know, everybody else going to get a lot of open shots. His ability to get in the paint and draw defense just like he did, he had three guys on him, and it's our job to you know, finish plays. So moving forward, obviously, you know, knowing that he draws a lot of attention, we got to be shot ready.
AD, you guys haven't played as many small lineups as you did tonight, partly because Dwight was out. What did you like? What did you think maybe you guys can do better in some of those smaller lineups?
I like what we did defensively. You know, they didn't shoot the ball extremely well, but you know, we gave up a lot of offensive rebounds. You know, one thing when we're playing small ball, you know, and we're able to switch, you know, or veer back to their bigs, you know, it put them in an advantage. You know, DeAndre and Jared Allen got a couple offensive rebounds and kicked it off with some big time shots. So that's the only thing, you know, that we kind of give up is the ability to rebound the ball. But other than that, I like the way we play.
Anthony, it seemed like you guys fed off the crowd in the last minute, obviously defense chance and things like that. Obviously, you don't know if it's going to happen, but Can you imagine what it would be like if that was just not part of the game? If you didn't have the 18,000 fans there and try to, I don't know, replicate that energy?
I mean, you can't. It's nothing like the fans. Like you said, we kind of fed off the energy late in the game. So no telling, you know, if they weren't allowed to come to this game, no telling what the score will be or how we'll play. But if it happens, it happens. Nothing we can do about it. We got to continue to go out there and play ball games. But, you know, hopefully, you know, we're able to get through it.
Anthony, how much have you had conversations with your teammates about just this health crisis that's going on? Are you, you know, trying to research stuff yourself? Are you buying anything to combat it? Just curious if it's affected your life, even incrementally.
Team doctor come in and he talked to us about everything. Just keeping ourselves clean, washing our hands, and, you know, how much to wash our hands, you know, 20 seconds and stuff like that. But just really gave us an update about the virus and, you know, where it was and in relation to LA and the potential of not playing in front of fans. That's really it. For me, it's just, you know, like the league, you know, sending out the memo, you know, giving pounds instead of high fives and stuff like that. So just kind of be wary of all that. You know, everybody was playing and goofing around, calling us the Corona Boys because I licked my hand, but I didn't. So, put that out there. I never licked my fingers. So I thought about that actually before I did it. But, you know, we're just trying to, you know, one thing you can do is trying to, you know, stay sanitized.
Last few questions.
Can you, in the big picture, what has this season been like just with all this group has been through? I mean, you go back to basically the very beginning of the season in China. You didn't know if you were going to be playing those games over there. Just your first year in L.A., what has this been like?
No, it's been fun. There's been a lot of obstacles that we've been through, you know, starting with the preseason. And we've gone through it. You know, it's been, you know, a great experience for me thus far. And, you know, I think we're, you know, right where we want to be, and, you know, the team is constantly improving and getting better. So this first, you know, year for me has been nothing but amazing.
I just want to make sure I didn't misunderstand. The when you licked your hand but you didn't lick your hand, that was last game that you're talking about? When you high-fived Avery?
Yeah. Like,
you thought about it before you were about to do it?
Yeah, it was just, I mean... It was just disgusting. So I've actually thought about it, and I was like, don't do it. And so I kind of just, like, mimicked it, and it was like this whole little thing. But I'm cleaner than that. So.
All right, that's Anthony Davis right there. So, look, we got a little bit of insight. We got some insight from Kuz, from Coach, from LeBron James, Anthony Davis on the loss, and some of these bigger pictures, bigger picture things as well. So, this is there's a lot going on around the league. We're going to find out more about what the NBA is going to do, just precautions to the coronavirus. So we'll keep you guys posted. I guess tomorrow we'll get some more information. Congratulations to our Mobile Wash winner tonight, Anthony Nocera III. There's no need to waste time at the car wash anymore. Mobile Wash brings the car wash to you in minutes with everything necessary to bring your car to a full shine. It's the only app that offers on-demand car washing services wherever you are in SoCal. Download Mobile Wash now and use promo ESPNLA to save. Make sure to use that promo, by the way. Definitely save some money. So this is what we got going on. Lakers and the Rockets coming up on Thursday. Tomorrow morning, don't forget, starting at 6 a.m., Keyshawn, Travis, and LZ, they'll be talking about this Lakers loss and all local topics going on. They'll hit you starting at 6 a.m. in the morning. Sedano after that. Will Kane will follow. Mason in Ireland. And then I'll have the Sliwa show from 6:30 to 9, so you guys can be a part of that. Just a quick thank you to everybody inside the office here that helped out with the broadcast. Thank you to Jesse. Thank you to Rebecca. Thank you to Laura. And everybody that called into the postgame show or tuned into the broadcast at any point, we greatly appreciate it. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Alan Sliwa. This has been the Lakers postgame show.